Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 7th of October, recording at 9:52 p.m. British Standard Time. Sorry about that late hour, but I had a lot of meetings today, and I wanted to get some reasonable content up onto the website. But here goes. Today is the day when that rising oil price, and my goodness, it did soar in here today, pushed up to $53. Finally, really began to check the stock market advance. And the wonderful rally that we've seen from those mid-August lows in all stock markets was certainly, that qualified as overbought on a short-term basis, but it had remained very, very consistent. And the trade-off had been that while the oil price has been moving up, as you know, for very persistently in the last few weeks, that the trade-off in the eyes of investors was that they knew that central banks were factoring this into their thinking as far as interest rates are concerned, so they were scaling back expectations for higher short-term interest rates due to the impact of the higher oil price on GDP growth. And as you know, as I've said many times, that a higher short-term interest rates extrapolated well into the future is bull market or technical rally killer number one. And therefore, we did see that favorable reaction with all the liquidity sloshing around in the system. But the trouble is that the end of this current cycle of higher short-term interest rates has already been discounted, but the oil price keeps moving up. Now, is this going to get into a really serious problem? Well, it could be. And remember, I've said that oil was one of the big three here, along with interest rates and Bush not falling behind in the polls. Well, Bush is hanging on to a lead, albeit tenuously. And the interest rate problem has really been resolved, if that's the word, by the higher oil price. So oil really is now the dominant factor in here by far. Now, we just might get lucky and see a little bit of respite in here over the short term. You know my view that energy costs are in a secular bull market. It's the old supply and elasticity theme all over again. But we had some little bit of tailing in here. In other words, gains not maintained. So what we really saw here today was the persistent rise in oil prices led to a surge in here today, up about a dollar at one stage. And then those gains repaired back. Now, as I speak, oil's at 52.47, so that's down over half a dollar from the high that we saw earlier today. But that's not any kind of a big dynamic. It's just a little clue. Then natural gas, where I took that profit today, and I'll just say a little bit more about that. Because I had no idea that I was going to be taking the profit in here today, but I had moved up my stop. I moved it up late yesterday, and I moved it up again today. And a dip back got perilously close. We saw natural gas break above some lateral resistance, and I thought, terrific, now it's going to extend the move. I raised my stop, and then natural gas fell back, getting within a whisker of the stop before picking up again, moving back over that $7 level on the November contract. And it was at that time, though, leaving a fairly large tail on the candle. In other words, it was still well below the highs of the day. So I took the position out, fearing that tail might indicate the beginning of a short-term correction. And it may still will do. It may still do that. But natural gas closed a little bit above where I actually sold by position out. So any of you who happen to be holding that position, your choice is either to use the trailing stop, or if you want to come out, you probably have a good chance tomorrow of selling it at a better price than I did. Okay, so how to play these stock markets in here? Well, I think the position probably that I'm most concerned about are my futures longs in the Nikkei stock average, and that is currently in profit. But with the Dow closing here today down 114, and the S&P down 11, NASDAQ down 22, these are not big declines, but it does wipe out it a little bit more in the case of the Dow, the gains that we had seen yesterday. If that spills over into Asia, that will erode could bite deeply into the open position profit that I've got in those contracts right now. We'll see on that. But looking further ahead, if we get a pullback in oil, then I think that's script for further rally well into this quarter and possibly even into the next quarter is still very much on the cards. But it doesn't take too much imagination to appreciate that if oil spikes up from here for all the reasons that people have been concerned about, ranging from Nigeria to the damage to installations in the Gulf of Mexico, to the Iraqi situation, then that spike upwards, while it lasted, would certainly check the stock market rallies in my view. Okay, elsewhere, bonds. The government bonds down in here today, despite weak Wall Street. So really, this slide, I'm delighted to see with my short positions, and delighted for you if any of you followed that trade, or at least got out of bond, government bond position longs. The JGBs have been steady, but the in the last few days having led on the way down, and the U.S. Bonds though are down 11 on yesterday's close as I speak at 110.26/32 on the December contract. That enabled me to put in an in-the-money stop on this with about a points cushion, a little over a points cushion, about a point and a quarter cushion. So I've got another free ride in that position, and may well increase it. And bonds previously had been, well, I won't review all that, but I think the market had been overhyped on the upside. And there was certainly a momentum play there as part of the move. And obviously, we're getting some profit taking, and I maintain that bonds are extremely vulnerable at these levels. Okay, in currency markets, nothing much going on in here. Excuse me. Certainly, euro dollar barely changed, 122.83. Still hasn't been able to break the euro. Still hasn't been able to break above that 124, and a bit level that checked the rally earlier this week. Some currencies continue to steady up against the U.S. dollar. Australian dollar is a good case in point. That's probably the best of the ones that I've checked against the greenback right now. Some signs that the dollar is continuing this medium-term base formation, not least against currencies such as the South African rand. That makes sense. South African Central Bank has been buying dollars fairly aggressively recently. But nothing that I'm really that keen to trade here in the currency market. So I again, this is probably the longest period during which I've had no currency positions in a number of years. I go where I perceive the action to be, as you know. In the commodity markets, I've already covered I've already covered oil. We had a little bit of profit taking here today, not a great deal. Let's see if I can review some of these. A little bit lower on the corn, where I've got a position, and fractionally lower on the soybeans. But again, these look like they're losing downward momentum, but we still haven't had the upward dynamics that would signal that a rally really was underway. Most of the LME industrial metals were a little bit higher in here today, but no dramatic action. Mind you, they've been awfully steady recently, so some consolidation is the minimum that I would expect at this stage. Needless to say, the industrial commodities remain in a secular bull market. These bull trends in commodities tend to be quite volatile, as you know, so there is scope for some near-term vulnerability, quite possibly. And the really cheap commodities right now are in the grains, but they may not do anything on the upside until we get past that USDA crop report on the 12th of this month. Now, that's going to indicate bumper crops, but that's already in the price. So what I'm hoping for, and I think is a reasonable expectation, is that we may see firmer prices once we get beyond that news release. And that's my wrap here for today. I can feel like I could almost start the Friday audio, but no, I won't do that. Good night.